This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, Matt, how's it going today? What you got for us?
Fantastic and even better for Garrett Brumfield, Baton Rouge kid, fifth-year senior. We've gone through it, starting left guard. This is a curious timeline, Michelle. Tuesday morning. So Garrett Brumfield injured his knee against Louisiana Tech September the 22nd. He's been out ever since.
Right.
Tuesday morning, Ed Ogeron goes on off the bench with Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert and says, Garrett was 60% last week. I don't know how you gained 40% in a week. Probably not going to play against Alabama. That's Tuesday morning. Reiterates that at the New Orleans Sports Foundation Quarterback Club on Tuesday afternoon. Well, the media gets to go watch practice on Tuesday, and there's Garrett Brumfield.
Yay.
Brace on either knee, but out there practicing. Fast forward to Wednesday. Coach O on the coach's teleconference asked about Garrett Brumfield. Still, you know, probably not going to play. Well, Lloyd Cushenberry, the starting center, says, during media availability, we're going to get Garrett back this week. Fired up for it. It's going to help a bunch. Well, Wednesday night on the coach's show, Ed Ogeron asked again and says, hey, Garrett's made a heck of a recovery. Looks like he's going to play. It's a football miracle, Michelle. In a matter of 36 hours, Garrett Brumfield went from 60% to, hell yeah, he's going to play. By the way, I don't think Ed Ogeron was being coy on Tuesday, because he's been very candid with injuries all throughout his time in Baton Rouge. So I think what you probably have here, and this kind of fires me up, I think you probably have a guy in Garrett Brumfield who realizes, I'm from Baton Rouge. I'm a fifth-year senior. I haven't played more than a month. This is my last chance to beat Alabama. I've never beaten these guys. My last go-round, fifth-year senior, Baton Rouge kid in Tiger Stadium. You will have to cut off my leg before I miss that game a week from Saturday. And that fires me up. I'm hopeful he's good enough to go. I'm hopeful he's healthy enough to go. And I'm hopeful next Saturday is just an avalanche of emotion on top of Alabama and LSU. Finally ends that damn streak so I can stop listening to people complain about referees and all the nonsense that you've been complaining about for 7 years because you can't beat that team because I got better coaches and better players and are just damn right better than you are right now, but that ends with a win. So maybe Garrett Brumfield will be part of that movement to get everybody fired up to go beat Alabama, and you can stop complaining about targeting calls and interceptions from 9 years ago and all the other crap that you complain about every stinking year because you can't beat Alabama, and stop being apologists and finally for once have some accountability and realize you just gotta be better than the best to be the best, and maybe you can do that, and maybe Garrett Brumfield will help. I need some water.
But I think, Matt, what we really need to know is how you really feel. Hate Week in full swing. I'm going to save the hate weekage stuff, the official term, for Monday, and actually have a little present that I'm going to hook Matt up with as he runs off now to do his own radio show. Matt's Moment, every weekday around 4:20 right here during Southern Rock on Eagle 98.1.